This is the Create Your Own Life Show, episode 762, Freestyle Friday edition.
I think confidence is extremely important when it comes to this, because if you're not sure that what you're doing is the right thing and that it's going to have the right impact, then you're one, you're not going to be fully committed to it.
Sure.
If we give somebody a link building strategy and we tell them this is going to work, there's a number of challenges and obstacles that come up along the way because Google and their constant updates. But if we're confident that we can get to the end goal of that, then it helps us, you know, kind of go 100%, just like when we started the business, go 100% into doing it confidently, because then you're not kind of one foot out the door. And that goes for running a business or helping client plans. When we commit, and that really comes down to being confident in what we're doing.
This is the Create Your Own Life Show, where we interview people that are world-class performers, from Super Bowl champions to New York Times bestsellers to billionaires. We figure out what makes them tick and unpack it for you to do the same. I'm Jeremy Ryan Slate, and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we help you to create your own life. Hey, what is up, everybody? Jeremy here. It is the 28th of August, 2020, and this is the Create Your Own Life Show. This is a Freestyle Friday edition of the show, so for those of you that may be new to this, this means this is something that I've learned during the week, something that maybe a video interview I've done elsewhere or a piece of content I really want to share with you guys, maybe a speech from history, because I do that every once in a while, being the historian I am. And yeah, I've actually got a really cool one coming for you guys today with Travis Bliffin, and he's doing a lot of cool things as a CEO in the SEO world. Wow, that's a lot of acronyms there. So SEO stands for search engine optimization, if you haven't heard that term before. And he's going to talk about how his military background and the way he thinks and the way he operates actually set him up to be really great in that world and really open and honest too, which is also really important in the online marketing world, because sometimes people feel like they're being taken for a ride. So he's going to talk about how you can channel leadership in the right way, how you can become an expert tactician at what you do, but then how to take that, expand, and grow a team around it. And then he's also going to talk about how to build your business on open honesty, which I think is really, really important as well. This is a really great interview. If you're somebody that is looking to grow your business in the right way, build a team around it, or you're just looking to rank your website better, we're going to talk about some of that as well. I do nerd out just a little bit in this episode because I know a lot about ranking website, not as much as Travis, as he is the OG original gangster at doing that. So we're going to get into the weeds a little bit in this episode. But if you're somebody that is looking to grow your brand, get out there and get seen more, this is definitely going to be an episode for you. Also, I want to take a second out to thank our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by Audible. And the kind people at Audible have been nice enough to offer all of the people out there listening, you out there as our Create Your Own Life listeners, a free month of their service and a free audiobook download. Not too long ago, I finished Near Dark by previous Create Your Own Life guest Brad Thor. If you want to get that book or any other book for free, courtesy of Audible, just head over to jeremyryanslate.com/book. That is jeremyryanslate.com/book. Also, as you know, because you're checking out this show and you're somebody that's got a big mission too, I have a mission to help a lot of people. And you also can help me do that by subscribing, rating, and reviewing this show. And the easiest way is to pull out your mobile device right now and do that. But there, you know, maybe some steps to it. And if it's confusing and you're like, man, this is aggravating, then you can just go to ratethispodcast.com/CYOL. And it's actually going to walk you through that whole process on how to do it. Today's review comes from Barcelona Wins. Title is Juan Garcia. So I guess Barcelona Wins' his name is Juan Garcia. So thank you. A lot of great knowledge to take away from these. Very inspiring. Thank you so much, Barcelona Wins, aka Juan Garcia. Appreciate you for leaving that review. If you want to leave a review for us in Apple Podcasts or by heading over to ratethispodcast.com/CYOL, I will read that review on the air. Thank you for helping me to reach a lot more people. All right, without further ado, let's get into this Freestyle Friday episode with Travis Bliffin. Hey, what is up, everybody? Jeremy here. And as always, I'm bringing you some incredible people that are doing really big things and have a purpose to change the world. And today with me, I have Travis Bliffin. He is the founder of Stellar SEO, the top-ranked United States link-building agency. He is an Army veteran, took a leap of faith into the SEO world back in 2012, and now he is absolutely crushing it. Travis, thanks for hanging out with me today, my man.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. I'm excited to be here and get to talk a little bit of SEO with you.
Absolutely. So I guess, like, looking at it, man, like, how does somebody go from the military to the SEO world? Like, how does that even happen?
So it's a completely atypical story, I would say. I had no interest, no background really in IT, marketing, web design. Mm-hmm. Right out of high school, had a few jobs and realized that wasn't really going where I wanted it to go. So I joined the Army and spent 4.5 years there. It was a good time. You learn a lot of stuff, have a lot of fun, believe it or not. I knew it wasn't a career that I wanted to stay in forever. So I said, okay, sure. You know, 4.5 years are done. Let's get out and do something different.
Were you specializing or what were you doing there?
Yeah. So in the Army, I was infantry, infantry mortarman. So not even anything technical in that role, right? That's about it.
Mortarman. That kind of sounds like badassly fun though.
If you like to blow up things and, you know, machine guns and all that kind of fun stuff. I don't know many jobs where you get to do that. So that's the allure of that particular job. Not really a lot of practical application outside of the military though. So I left that, moved back home when I got out, got a job in the Department of Corrections. That was kind of a natural transition. It was law enforcement-y. Switched over that way and it wasn't a bad gig. And then after a little while, they closed some of the facilities. And so the typical story everybody has, you know, they closed the facilities. I got laid off, blah, blah, blah. I found myself with a thing. That didn't happen to me at all. I just got put on midnight shift.
That doesn't sound fun. I have a lot of friends that are cops and they do a lot of midnight shifts. And I'm like, I don't even know how you function like that, man. Like your body's got to get all messed up eventually.
Yeah. And that's what I found. And I'm like, okay, midnight's not going to work for me. So then I started looking for other things, you know, like I got to figure out something else to do. A guy I worked with at the prison, he went to school for web design. So originally I thought, okay, I've always been a pretty good writer. I'm going to go through the certification course and start a resume writing website. Seems like a pretty good gig at the time. I'm like, okay, this can do it. So I pay him to build the website. The thing that comes back to me, it's horrible. It's a very bad website. And at that point, I realized that nobody's ever going to do business with me with this particular website. Right? So I'm like, okay, I got to figure out how to make a better website. So I actually go enroll in college, take some web design courses so I can get a better feel for design and development. In the midst of doing that, I stopped off one day to pick up a magazine to read at work. I'm not supposed to do that, but, you know, not a lot going on at midnight. So there I am. I'm flipping through it. I find a list of best jobs, best careers, or businesses to start in the future, and SEO is on the list.
Wow.
And at the time, I mean, 2011, SEO is not as mainstream as it is now, and it's still somewhat not mainstream.
I remember the days of back in like early SEO where guys would like stuff keywords in the background and like white text so it like matched with the background and stuff like that. It's like, we have come a long way since then, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So it started off with that kind of stuff, and we jumped in the mix right about the time they rolled out some major updates in 2011, 2012. That's when we actually started the company. I had, you know, a little bit of background experience by that point because I had done some practicing. Actually took on one or two clients, and that started as a writing gig. Our very first client, I just wrote blog posts for their website. And after a little while, I asked him, you know, hey, why are you writing these blog posts for your website? Are you trying to accomplish something more with these? And that's when he kind of talked about SEO, because at that point, people are still thinking, you know, write a blog post and this will be great. And so he just explained a little bit more about what he was trying to do. And I said, well, you know, I've been working on this for 12 months. And so, you know, he said, all right, well, let's take a leap of faith here. Let's try this project together. Mm-hmm. Within a few months, we got the guy ranked in the first position for both of his locations. And that was kind of when I realized, like, okay, I think we're ready to do this now. And that was kind of the turning point when I realized, let's take off and launch a company.
Travis, you ever thought to yourself, like, what if I never picked up that magazine? Like, have you thought about that?
Oh, absolutely. Because it was something that, when I say I had no previous interest in it whatsoever, mm-hmm. I really mean that had I not seen it in that magazine, I don't know that I ever would have had an interest in it because it wasn't something that was on my radar.
Sure.
I possibly would have found a way to it once I tried to start promoting that website that I did have built. But, mm-hmm. you know, at that point, had I gone down that route, I probably would have been as a customer versus as a person in the field. So,
sure.
Yeah, I definitely think about what a random, you know, $6 or $7 led to a multi-million dollar company. So that's not every day that happens, I'm sure. But sometimes I still, you know, I reflect on it and I'm like, this is really been an unreal journey over the past, you know, 8 years.
Well, I guess then looking at it, man, like one of the things that you guys actually talk a lot about at Stellar SEO is you talk about being like an honest SEO agency and like just how important that is to you guys. And I think in the world of SEO, like a lot of people look at it like when they're, and I'm talking about the layman business owner that may not have your level of understanding. They look at it like, you know, it's like taking my car to the mechanic. Like, do I really need that fixed? Like, what does that mean? Like, and I guess when you're looking at it, why do you feel like a lot of people have that misconception of the SEO world?
Well, it kind of goes back to early SEO practices. And as you kind of touched on, at one point, you could hide keywords in the same color text and that would help websites rank.
I was that guy, so I can't say much.
You know what I'm saying? So that's where it started. And so what happened is people who started in the industry, some people evolved with the industry, other people mm-hmm. held on to what they figured out how to sell for as long as they could.
Right.
And that's when you started to diverge down those two paths. And when you realize, okay, I actually only know how to do these three or four things. Mm-hmm. I don't want to learn new things. I don't want to evolve with it. Then you start focusing on how can you sell what it is that you know how to do versus mm-hmm. figuring out how to do what it is that you should be selling. And I think that's where it really goes wrong.
So how have you focused then on like, hey, your agency's made money, you know, you've done quite well. So how do you then focus on those growth mindset things so you make sure that you're continuing to grow with the space?
Yep. So the first thing that we did is we started to specialize. We started out as an SEO agency. So mm-hmm. we did penalty recoveries, on-page SEO work, link building, kind of the whole realm of search engine optimization. Even with that, there's companies that do all digital marketing. They do paid ads, social, SEO, very broad. So mm-hmm. we started with that and we said, okay, we're going to specialize in SEO and that's going to allow us to stay really focused because we don't worry about paid advertising. We're not worried about social media. And so from there, we realized that out of all those things, we really had a knack for the link building portion of it. And the great thing about that is that a lot of other SEO agencies really struggle with that part of it. Mm-hmm. So that's when we kind of made the step to even narrow our focus down further to just link building. And so that makes it a lot easier whenever you're focused on, you know, what makes good quality link building, how is that evolving? Because you have a really narrow focus and everybody on our team, with the exception of a few people that handle billing and contracts and things, they're all focused in on link building, on content development, outreach, and link building. So that kind of atmosphere where everybody's working on the same thing and you have a very narrow focus is what allows us to stay up to date and also come up with a lot of new processes, new ways, new techniques that mm-hmm. continually work. Also to identify things that are going to stop working, you know, which we've done on several occasions. We've said, you know what, this strategy's done soon. And then before you know it, there's an update that kills it. So that's probably the biggest thing is having a focus area mm-hmm. and not spreading yourself too thin as a team.
This episode is sponsored by Command Your Brand, your source to build your brand, get more business, grow, and create the attention that your brand really deserves by becoming a guest on some of the most top-rated podcasts in the world, just like this one. If you want to get out there, get more attention, and grow your brand, then Command Your Brand will help you define exactly who you need to be in front of, help you tell a better story, locate and book you on the right podcasts, and also help you create content that's going to create even more ROI for you years down the road. So if you want to find out more, head over to commandyourbrand.com, drop a line, and figure out how you can start to take command of your brand. I love that too, because like in SEO, like there are so many things you can focus on in terms of like whether it's more mobile friendly or, you know, whether you're what your authority score is or, you know, what the links are coming back to your site. So I love you mentioned link building. I'm nerdier than you realize I am. This is something I find myself talking about a lot because it's really, really important because I know even like in the PR and media world, people are like, oh my gosh, I'm going to, you know, get in Forbes and it's really going to help me and blah, blah, blah. But then they don't realize like, yeah, you may get traffic from that because people click on it, but it's actually a no follow link. So it doesn't actually like in the grand scheme of things help you that much. So I guess like when you're helping people prioritize the right kind of like links, for their site, like how are you kind of looking at that? Because I know even like people that are just blasting out press releases, a lot of those are only out for like 7 days. So those links are dead eventually. So how do you prioritize, man?
Yeah. So the very first conversation we have with any potential customer, we ask, what is it that you're trying to accomplish with your link building?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, you know, will answer, we're just trying to rank better. And they don't realize there's other options. And so we go on to explain that. But some people do have very specific goals. If you're trying to build brand recognition, for example, then maybe getting on Forbes or the major websites in any particular industry, mm-hmm. That's going to help because you can say, I was seen on, you might get people who recognize you from that particular website, mm-hmm. especially when you talk about kind of authority niche websites.
Sure. Yeah. Like we get a lot of traffic from a lot of like the Forbes features and stuff like that I've had, but there are no follow links. So it hasn't like helped us as much in terms of ranking, you know?
Yeah. And that's the thing. Not all links serve the same purpose. So, you know, if you're getting no follow links, it should be because you're trying to build brand recognition or you're trying mm-hmm. to get referral traffic. Same thing, something like guest posting comes up on the radar all the time. Should or should we not be guest posting because it may not be great for SEO? Some of the first earliest clients we had, I wrote a column at Website Magazine. So once a week, I would write an article for that magazine as a guest post.
Mm-hmm.
The link building part of it didn't really help us out a lot, even though it was a do follow link because it was in the author bio. But we got referral traffic all the time from people who would read that. And still some of it ranks today. And people still read those articles and say, I was reading this on, you know, Website Magazine or whatever the site might be. And then they come to us. And so that's what it really comes down to is you have to figure out what you're trying to do. And you have to find that right balance between link building to get referral traffic and build brand recognition, and then focus other types of link building on improving your rankings, organic visibility. That's where you really want to make sure that you're making the right combination.
Sure. So Travis, if I'm a business owner, like listening to you and I'm kind of newer at this and what you're saying right now, it sounds really smart, but it sounds like either Russian or Spanish or something like that to me. Like I just don't get it. So I guess when we're looking at it as a business owner and we're kind of new to this world of either SEO or the world of link building, like where do we start and what do we focus on?
Yeah. So the very first thing that you have to start with is understanding the outcome that you hope to get, because link building is just a tool mm-hmm. like social media or any other kind of marketing you do. It's a tool to get you to an end goal.
Sure.
And so in the military, they actually plan everything that way. It's called in-state planning. Mm. You start with an end goal and then you work backwards to figure out exactly how to get to the end goal in the most efficient way. And so that's what I would say for any business owner is once you know exactly what you're trying to accomplish, then reach out and talk to people and see how they would help you reach that particular goal. If they never ask you what that goal is in the first place, they're probably not going to help you get to it because they don't have an end goal in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find sometimes that link building is not the way to get to your end goal, or maybe you need something that happens really quickly. That's when you go to pay-per-click advertising. And that's where you have to somewhat rely upon honesty of the agency you talk to mm-hmm. so that they'll tell you when it's really not a right fit
mm-hmm.
because there is a lot to learn. But the other thing I would say is if you are going to hire a potential company for any aspect of online marketing, you should set aside some time to at least read and get some general information about what you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go and Google a list of 20 questions to ask your SEO company or insert any other company because they also know how to Google. So they all know the questions that are coming and they rehearse answers to those.
So what questions should we be asking them then? Whether it's, you know, working with you guys or work with another agency, like what should we be asking so that we're talking about the right things?
Yeah, absolutely. So the very first thing that we've always said is there's not really a lot of questions that somebody's going to ask us
mm-hmm.
right away that's going to let them know whether or not we have any clue what we're doing.
Sure.
It's what we ask them initially to uncover where they're trying to go, and then how we lead that conversation forward to break it down. Once we kind of narrow in
mm-hmm.
on some particular tactics or strategies that we could use, that's when they can start to ask questions about why would you choose this, ask things to understand a plan that's put before you. And it also has to do with the level of experience you have. If you're a business owner and you have very little experience with it, then you should be asking for understanding of how strategy is going to help you, what information or process was used to derive this plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're more advanced, which is a lot of customers we work with are director of marketing and similar roles, so they do have a lot of knowledge. That's when you might ask more advanced questions about particular processes or tactics, or they might have internal metric of what a good leak is. And there's a lot of different conversations you can have around it. So it all starts with figuring out collectively where you're headed. Mm-hmm. And then asking questions to understand why the plan that's presented to you is actually a good one to help you get where you're trying to go. And that's where the best conversations happen around SEO. Otherwise, there's a lot of very generalized questions, and those are easy to respond to. And they don't really differentiate agencies because everybody knows what's coming.
I love that. I want to go back to something you said a few minutes ago, Travis, and you were talking about, and I love that you said this, you're talking about the idea of search engine optimization and search engine marketing. And the thing I've always said is like, you should be doing both, but you should understand, I guess, what the goals of each are, right? We spend quite a bit of money on AdWords and we've done pretty well with it, but that's like stuff that's going to help you, you know, right now, but doing the right SEO, you're actually putting the future there, right? So that you can, you know, maybe spend less on those AdWords, or so that you can, you know, get cheaper traffic sources in the future. And I think that when you're a business owner, you have to be thinking with both those things, right?
Yeah, you have to really look at, you have to have a realistic assessment of a few things.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come up with a ballpark budget range for your marketing plan. So many companies, especially on the smaller side where there's no dedicated person in charge of that, they don't have a fixed plan or budget. It just fluctuates month to month. And the problem with that is sometimes if you had spent less, but you spread it out in more equal increments with a good plan behind it, you would be in a better position than you are now. Mm-hmm. But the second part is you have to be realistic about your finances as a company. We have some companies we work with and they have a market penetration strategy. And so they want organic visibility so they can build up a large audience. And they go into it knowing that for 1 or 2 years, depending on their industry, nothing's coming back out of it because mm-hmm. their sole focus is building the authority, building the audience, building visibility. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if you're a smaller business and you just don't have the funds to sustain that, you have to start with something that's going to convert faster. And if fast is what you need, paid advertising, direct marketing, outbound sales, those are all things that convert a lot faster. So it's really important that you have a realistic assessment of your situation and what you need, and that you plan that out over a realistic timeline mm-hmm. because a lot of strategies work great, but they don't work in every situation. And that's kind of the key, is to make sure that you have the right thing. And of course, diversity. If you do have the ability to diversify, then you always should be doing that. But if you're just starting or standing up a marketing strategy, you may be limited to a particular channel in the beginning. And so That's just kind of the general process that we go through in helping people figure out what they should be doing. We'll tell people sometimes, you know, it's great what you're doing, but based on your competition, based on the data,
mm-hmm.
you're looking at 12 or 18 months before you're realistically in the ballpark of these other websites.
Yep.
Can you sustain a strategy like this for that long? Mm-hmm. And if not, you need to go and you need to do some other things first and then come back when that is realistic. And so that's kind of the important thing is just pairing everything. It all comes down to having the right strategy in place, the right tactics to meet the particular goals.
Well, talking about, you know, planning and strategy, you know, you mentioned earlier one of the tactics or one of the strategy systems you use is actually something you learned in the military. And I guess like looking at it, Travis, like, you know, what other things that you've learned in the military impact how you run Stellar SEO?
Yeah. So I'd say that there's really three things that have a really big impact. The military does a really great job of helping you figure out that you can do a lot more than you think you can do. Mm-hmm. So where you think your limits are actually are not usually your limits. And so in the military, it might be more physical. You be extremely exhausted. Those are all kind of limitations you face. But if you apply that to business, it could be dealing with stressful situations, or it could be any number of things where you're really outside of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm absolutely terrified of public speaking, but I made a point to go and do it outside of my comfort zone so I would get more comfortable with it because, you know, through repetition, it becomes comfortable. But
mm-hmm.
it's really high on the list of things that I don't like.
It is so, for most people, so.
Yeah, it's just top of the list. I'm walking on nails or hot coals, and then public speaking is just one layer worse than that, I guess. So the second thing, though, is confidence. The military does also a really good job of building confidence, and partly it's because they do challenge you to go outside your limits. And so once you do that, it builds a lot of confidence in your skills and your abilities. I think confidence is extremely important when it comes to this because If you're not sure that what you're doing is the right thing and that it's going to have the right impact, then you're one, you're not going to be fully committed to it.
Sure.
If we give somebody a link building strategy and we tell them this is going to work, there's a number of challenges and obstacles that come up along the way because Google and their constant updates. But if we're confident that we can get to the end goal of that, then it helps us, you know, kind of go 100%, just like when we started the business, go 100% into doing it confidently, because then you're not kind of one foot out the door. And that goes for running a business or helping client plans. When we commit, and that really comes down to being confident in what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is obviously in-state planning. And that's how we do absolutely everything.
Mm-hmm.
We start with an end outcome, and then we work backwards to figure out the most efficient way to get there. And that's not only with the way that we build strategies for our clients,
mm-hmm.
but in the way we run our business. There's a lot of tools, software, programs, expenses that a lot of companies have. We've never added those into the mix. We've kept everything very streamlined because they do not further our ability to accomplish a particular end goal.
Sure.
And so that kind of is apparent throughout our company and with our clients. Link building reports, we use Google Sheets. We have a dashboard also for some other stuff, but Google Sheets works because it updates in real time. It's using custom scripts. It's very customizable, and it does a great job of getting everybody on the same page. And so we use it versus some of the more elaborate things. So what that means is we spend our time, energy, and focus and money on areas that actually make improvements instead of focusing on things like that. So, you know, that's probably the three biggest things that influence how we run our business that originated from military experience.
I like that you mentioned Google Sheets. Like, we've run our whole business for years now off of like 4 gigabytes worth of Google documents where everybody works collaboratively on. Like, mm-hmm. dude, if you know how to systemize that stuff, you can run a virtual company incredibly well if you know how to use like a Google Drive for your business.
Yes. One of our team members is a PHP specialist web developer,
mm-hmm.
and Google Sheets is essentially a simplified version of that. So we have a lot of really cool, really advanced scripts that automate a lot of processes for us, move data between sheets, extrapolate information that we need. The Google Drive, Google Docs, Sheets, all that, probably one of the best business tools that are out there, and it's absolutely free. And we use a few add-ons, you know, but
yeah,
compared to some of the other stuff, it's just amazing, and it works so well.
Absolutely. Well, Travis, this has been awesome today, man. I know I learned a ton. I'm sure our audience did as well. If they're going to want to check you out and also Stellar SEO, where's going to be the best place to go, my friend?
Yep. So just, I would say start, go to our website, stellarseo.com. And if you're kind of interested in link building, but you're not really sure where to get started, how it works, we have a link building guide on our blog. It's about 12,000 words, so it's going to take you a few minutes to get through. But I'm telling you, we've laid out our process. We simplified it as much as we could to make it easy to understand. Read through that. And no matter what company you hire, who you go with, you're going to know a lot more about link building by the end of that than mm-hmm. possibly even some companies you speak with. So it's definitely worth the time. That's a great way to start any conversation with us is read through that and kind of get a sense of how we work. And so the best place to start.
Awesome. Well, Travis Bliffen from Stellar SEO, thank you so much for hanging out with me today, my friend.
Yep. Thanks for having me. It's been a blast.
Hey everyone, thanks for hanging out with me and Travis today. I hope you guys learned a ton and maybe a little bit about how nerdy I am. You can check out Travis over at stellarseo.com, or you can get the show notes for this episode and everything mentioned in this episode over at jeremyryanslate.com/762. I'm also excited about the new Freestyle Friday episode. I started working on it for next Friday. Very excited for this one. So I started redoing my parents' house. So I've been hanging some ceilings, redoing some walls, redid their cabinets. So we're doing a lot of work there. So that also involves confronting and cleaning my old room. Once I moved out of the house and got married, just kind of got left as it was. My poor, poor parents. Just a lot of stuff in there. So spent a day cleaning that out. And we happened to find, I don't know why I did this, but I saved every report card and progress report that I ever got. I don't know why. They were just all in a box. Saved them all. So I pulled them out and I'm like, all right, well, let's kind of see some of the comments that teachers had. And they were pretty funny and pretty interesting. A lot of why they got so upset at me in school was a lot of, you know, why I've been able to, you know, do what I'm doing now and what's made me successful in life. So it was kind of interesting. And so the future one I'm going to be working on for next Friday is I'm going to pull out a few of those report cards and progress reports, and we're going to talk about some of the things the teacher said about me. So I'd love to, I guess, get your input after that one. So that's coming up next Friday. So I'm actually very, very excited for that one. So that's coming up next Friday. Also, as you know, I have a mission to help a lot of people, and you can actually help me do that by heading over to ratethispodcast.com/CYOL and leaving us a rating or review. Or if you want to pull out your mobile device right now, leave us a rating and review right there in Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever else you listen, and subscribe while you're there as well. All right, everyone, have an amazing, amazing day. Now get out there and go create your own life.